Hey friends, welcome to the Stationery Cafe Happy Hour. This is April from Penguins Creative, and we have Kelly from Kelly Love Letters here with me today to talk about all things stationery and fun things in the community. So we're going to have our drinks and talk about something new, something old, and something in our shopping cart. How's it going, Kelly?
Oh, it's good. I'm sitting here with, guess what? Lemon LaCroix.
You've been going lemon LaCroix for like weeks.
I always have it when I eat dinner, so you know, when we always record after that time, so
that's true.
It's just a thing. What do you have going on?
I'm sipping the last of my apple cedra. Have you heard of that?
No.
It's the Taiwanese version of the apple cider. Like honestly, when I first came to the States, I thought apple ciders here would taste like the apple cedra that I know in Taiwan. So it's also like sparkling apple juice, but this one has a very unique, interesting taste that I can't describe. Sorry.
I need to try it. Is it like not as sweet probably?
It is not as sweet, but it feels like a cross between apple cider, like sparkling apple cider, and root beer. I feel like that's still a very it's a Taiwanese brand, and you can find it only in like Asian stores, usually like the Asian groceries. And
I want to go.
My surprise, I found it at Safeway today, so I was like, what?
Safeway,
the Asian aisle.
Nice. Well, see, it looks like you're sipping on your whiskey, you know.
I know, I like to feel fancy by using Elliot's whiskey glasses, and then the little what do you call this color, like the amber color of the apples cedra.
Yeah.
Cidra is how it's spelled.
You're just having a stiff one after work.
No ice.
Neat.
Oh, Kelly. Well, let's dive right into this week's stationery goodies, shall we?
Yes. Yes.
You want to go first?
Yeah. So, all right, here we go. I walk into work this morning. I clock in and my manager goes, oh my gosh, there's a new sailor. And I thought she meant that that we had received a box of new sailors, and I got all excited. And she's like, no, there's a new one, like, that just got, like, the information just dropped this morning. And it's called the Trinity. And I was like, are we talking Father, Son, Holy Spirit? What are we doing here? But
that's what I thought, too, when it comes to Trinity. Yeah.
So apparently it is a reference to The Matrix. Which I thought was weird. Like in the description that was in the wholesale email, it was like, are you going to take the red pill or the blue pill? And I'm like, what is happening? And
so I've never watched the movie. I mean, only know it from as a cultural reference point of view.
Yeah.
So I did not get this at first glance.
Yeah. And I've seen The Matrix, I think actually one time, and it didn't completely wow me. Maybe we're going to lose a bunch of followers now because we're like not Matrix fans. But, you know, like you said, I feel like it was very an important cultural like time capsule. And I'm glad I did see it, but it's not like one I go back to, you know. But apparently, so they base this pen on Trinity, and it is a completely black pen, and then it's got ion plating.
Which, in 1911, right?
Yeah. So the ion plating makes it look pretty badass, but it's also, I'm really just still upset that they won't do a Sasquatch. I'm like, you guys, there's so many cool things. You've got the Wicked Witch, the Loch Ness, and then some random Trinity thing. Like, where's the cohesion there? I'm trying to.
You want it to be Bigfoot next.
I do instead of this. Or like Mothman or something, you know, let's get some interesting mythical creatures in there.
I know this one looks like your kind of like typical black cigar-shaped fountain pen. But maybe to someone who's just starting out, this is cool. Like, I feel like it's definitely a very sleek looking pen. Like, I can see if you're thinking about it in like the Matrix one, like the all dark, like kind of professional, kind of spy.
Are like they the agent? Black trench coat.
I have not watched the movie. Like the whole like kind of the big raincoat, the big like leather coat thing they're wearing and all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Does not appeal to me, sadly, because it's black and it looks kind of boring, TBH.
I mean, yeah, it does. And I, you know, of course, if you are someone, if you're listening and you're like, wow, this pen is so awesome though, then if that's what you're thinking, like, that's awesome. I'm glad you're into it. But we personally are not into it.
Because we're into the crazy pinks and like orange.
Yeah.
And like with the combination.
My habanero over here, which is like the exact opposite.
And there, here I am with the Yoseika green with the sparkles.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's just not really our style, but you know, and I was thinking maybe this is going to be a pen that might be popular when people come in asking for graduation presents and like, ooh, like this is, you know, it's a good intro, right? So I shouldn't hate too much, but just a little.
It would be really cool if they had a little bit of that neon green kind of as an accent on this pen.
Right. Or like, I thought it would be cool because they said the red or the blue, maybe incorporate that somehow or... I mean, even I think it would be cool to ink this pen with like a bright pink ink.
Yeah, I feel like if you get this pen, you really just have to surprise the user with a very, very vibrant neon green, which I think you had something like that in your swatch book.
Oh, for sure.
But cool pen. I mean, can we have a Pro Gear next?
Right? Yeah. So if anyone that listens to us also listens to Tokyo Inklings, then we you know that they were just talking about, wouldn't it be cool if North America released more Pro Gears, and then literally the next day, boom. 1911.
The timing of it all, seriously. And I remember participating in the poll they had last week, or maybe it was 2 weeks
ago. Oh yeah, I did too.
1911 or Pro Gear. And the first time I like voted on it on my Penguin Secretive account, it was Pro Gears on the lead. And the second time I voted on it using the Stationery Cafe account, yeah, I cheated. I used both.
And I used both too.
And it was like equal, like 50-50. I'm like, no!
No.
And then the like right after that, Trinity, here we are.
Yeah. Maybe they've got another Pro Gear in mind and we can keep our eyes out for that.
maybe they like kind of gave us a little bit of like a benchmark black pen, and then the next one's gonna go really crazy and
yeah. Please, pretty please, more custom finials.
Well, on the opposite spectrum of colorful, we have Colorverse, and they actually kind of pitted against the Sailor 50 States ink. Colorverse also came out with the new series. It's actually not like promoted yet, but we've seen it on websites where you can pre-order them. But they are doing a new series that are USA inks, so special colors again for each different states. And the thing is, it's kind of different from what Sailor had, you know, represented each state with the color. So it's very, very unique and interesting. And I may or may not have bought all the colors for science.
For science, that's
and,
right.
And also because it was Kelly's birthday.
Yay.
That was half the justification.
I have not come to claim my prize yet, but the next weekend I'm going up there.
The thing is, these haven't even been shipped yet, so we'll see.
Oh, really? No, I thought you had them for some reason.
No, these are still pre-orders. Like I said, they've not been promoted by Colorverse yet, and they're slowly, sneakily, the retailers are just, you know, putting them up for grabs. I mean, for pre-orders. And so I'm excited about the day I get these. So they came out at one time 10 different colors of 10 different states.
Which I like a lot.
From the swatches we can see on Pen Chalet, which is the one I ordered from, they're amazing. Mm-hmm. I love California.
That's what I'm drawn to as well.
Like, it immediately reminds me of the sea slug one you have with that kind of like blue, purple, like lavender.
To me, it reminds me of Neko Yanagi.
Yeah, kind of like that.
Yeah.
It has that shade of purple, like yes. A light purple. I also very much like North Carolina Tar Heel.
That you would.
Teal, metallic teal color. Virginia's Chesapeake. Is that how you say it? Chesapeake?
I think it's Chesapeake, yeah.
Chesapeake Bay, that gray. Oof, with a little bit
it's
of
it's like a grayish brownish.
Yeah, with a little bit of a mustard brown in there.
Really, I think really they call that grayish.
Gray, like Tokyo Inkling said.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And Massachusetts Gentle Terrier, like I like that black. Am I like actually saying it? It looks weird and defined.
See, I know you probably don't like the New York Green Goddess because it's a blue or green, but I'm really drawn to that one.
You can have that one.
You're such a hater, April.
I just like the warm grassy greens, which I'm kind of like sad that it's not represented in these states yet, but I'm holding out for Washington and Oregon. So.
Oh, yeah. For sure. We're going to get
Jersey, Cape May. Kelly, that blue with the purple sheen. So
I do like that too. What I really want to do though is swatch them all. All at once.
They're just so pretty because we know Colorverse is really good at doing the chroma shading, as Toasty Tree calls it, like multiple yes. colors in one shade. So all of these gives you like the base color and then a little bit something extra on top of that. So I'm really, really excited about these.
Yeah.
I hope they come to us soon and then we can actually try it out for real.
Yeah, they better get there before I do.
And so the other ones that we didn't mention just now are like, they have one from Arizona, Red Rock, Colorado, Rocky. Mm-hmm. Leave that to your imagination what those are. Illinois, Chi-Town, Texas, Tex-Mex. And anyway, they're all so pretty.
I do like the Tex-Mex. It's like a red, dark red with kind of a brown sheen. It looks
metallic,
like.
Steely color. I like it a lot too.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's Colorverse and they're USA inks. They didn't promise 50 states yet, but hopefully,
oh, that's right.
Hopefully they'll do it. Or maybe that's just their series. They're just gonna do those 10. You know, the sampling of USA colors.
I have a feeling that they'll go over well and then everybody will want them and, you know.
We want the other colors too. I see they're lacking on the yellow and the green side, so maybe they're holding out on us.
Yeah.
For those things. Nice. So, what's your item this week, Kelly?
Well, so what happened was, I received my package from CY's mom, which was very well packed. It was like in two bags, which I appreciated. And I already talked about, I guess I will mention it again as well. My rickshaw pen koozie for the mini size. I've got my Taurus mini pro gear, and then I got the Ancora, what is this called, mini pro gear that's emerald colored with these golden speckles along the body, and it's got Lily of the Valley on the finial and the
Birthstone series.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And the whole I love it a lot. it's really great. So I did talk about this on a happy hour before, and I also talked about it in an unboxing I did on Instagram, and I'm also going to talk about it in a stationery cafe Patreon thing that we'll be posting. Heyo. So I won't go on too much about it, but the other pen that CY sent me is this Mont Blanc. You know, shout out to Renz for saying it all fancy. I sorry that I'm butchering French, but it's a Mont Blanc 145. Ooh. It's in the burgundy color, which is very highly coveted because they don't make it anymore.
That's so elegant. Very, like, feminine.
See, no, but it says his name, which is engraved on the clip. And he told me this wild story about how this was his pen for, like, 7 years, and he used it in university, and he was, like, in London at a nightclub, and he had the pen with him, and he lost the pen, and someone reached out to him on Facebook because his name was on the clip.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, gave it back to him, and I was like, I love that.
Like, it's been somewhere.
Yeah, it's been around the world. So I just thought that was really cool. It's an oblique medium, which means that it's cut at a slant. Mm-hmm. So it's like a stubby but with a slant, and he had it ground crisp, quote unquote, by Mike Masuyama, who's like a famous nib grinder guy.
Wow.
So I have not officially, like, bought this pen from him yet, but he was so sweet and was like, you need to try writing with a Mont Blanc, so I'm gonna send it to you. I'm like, what? So this guy is crazy, but
it's such a custom-made Mont Blanc. How can you even, like, describe it as a Mont Blanc experience? It's like basically a CY-fied, like, Mont Blanc or any fountain pen.
And he did tell me that it's basically only been inked with purples. I put Earl Grey in there by Diamine because I wanted to switch it up. But also, if you watch this on video, I have this roller ball that matches it perfectly.
Oh my goodness, it's meant to be.
I know.
Color too, and the design.
I know.
I feel like it's meant to be. It's fate. It's like CY found you. Aww. Multiple years later, bonded by your passion for fountain pens, and decided to reunite the mate.
The two burgundy mates. Yeah. So I don't know. It's definitely not my usual look for a fountain pen or a rollerball for that matter, but you know, they do belong together, so I probably should just send him the money already.
Is it the hefty Mont Blanc price, or do you get a discount because you're CY friends?
Yeah, he was not gonna charge me that much, quote unquote. You know, not much for a Mont Blanc, I should say. But so I might as well just fork it over.
Okay, there you go, CY. Sale completed. He's a great salesman. Well, the thing is, he has great stories for his pens, and they make it worth it.
How could I? Because he said apparently, like, the Mont Blanc's, like, boutique or something would replace the clip if you wanted them to. And I'm like, well, I can't do that now. That's too much history.
No, because it's got his name on it.
It's so cool.
Oh. Just take it. Yeah.
Nice. Take it and run.
Take it and run. You were pretty much already far away from him.
That's true.
How much farther would you go?
You're not wrong.
All right. So my turn.
Oh my gosh.
Last week I got the box. The fated package from Taiwan that took 28 days to get to me. I know.
That's so long.
A long time. But my sister went to Creative Expo in Taiwan in April, and she was able to find a few things for me. And I want to quickly show you, like, the entire stamp haul. Basically, I filled an entire photo box. That's one of those, like, 7 by 11 inch photo box from Michaels. Filled with stamps that I bought from this show.
Wait, do you mean, isn't that like 5 by 7?
Oh, 5 by 7. All right, 7 by 11 would have been too big.
Yeah, that would have been a big boy.
A 5 by 7 box. It's still with like the ones I gushed about before on the episodes, like the Maruko ones, the bedtime stories, the little so canines with the doggos.
Yes.
The ones from Ibakaku. Oh, I actually didn't show you these. I got these word stamps that says coffee time.
Ah.
The other one says help me.
Oh my God. Wait, other way. There we go. I love that.
And then the final one, do what you love.
Oh, cute.
I found these.
I like that.
These are so cute.
I like how it's very like scratchy.
Yes. It's very that scrapbooky kind of like, I don't know, the collage style. Right.
Yeah.
The lettering. Yeah. It's not very font, like letter brushy.
It doesn't look perfect or anything. I like
very
that.
Very scrappy. And I love that. Yeah. But I especially want to shout out, Mariko again, but she did a fantastic job creating these gradient stamps.
They're
that
so
features
cute.
Hats and coffee. And it's these little tiny, probably like 1 inch by 1 inch size stamps that usually they pack it in gachapons, you know, like the random things. And they sold it as an event only stamp. And I asked my sister to row us three. One's going to Kelly, actually.
And I'm so excited.
What's so special about these stamps is that the way it was printed, the rubber part, there are some parts, you know how usually the stamp has like, you know, the dark outline and the blank spots or, you know, the spot that fills in the color. So part of these are designed to be dotted so that when you imprint them with an ink, it looks great. Like it looks like it's a gradient color instead of completely filled in. So whatever color you choose to use, you immediately have a two-tone grayscale effect.
Yeah.
With the ink you use.
I'm incredibly interested in that. I'm assuming you've done it. You've tried it.
Oh yeah, I've done it and it's beautiful.
I love that. I'm so excited to get mine. Mine's like kitty with a coffee grinder. Oh, it's so cute.
I did show Kelly an example of what it looked like. And like I used the brown ink and then it gives part of the body kind of like a shadow look instead of like completely filled in. It's
you know,
so
that is some amazing. That is some crazy technology. And I'm actually surprised we haven't seen anything like that from Japan. Is this like the first kind of stamp you've seen like that?
I don't know. They literally just carve these tiny, tiny pinhole like stamp parts on the stamp, the rubber side. They must have used like a laser cutter or something to really get it that fine. And so to have that degree of details. And her illustrations is those whimsical little cats. Like mine is a cat pouring a mocha pot and the other one is the cat pouring coffee onto an ice cream, like an affogato.
So cute.
So super cute. And unfortunately it's event only, so they're not really gonna sell it anymore. Maybe until the next event. Maya.
Sorry.
Oh, was she there the whole time?
No, she was she just had to come in just now.
Oh, I see. She
she was scratching.
Oh, she went immediately to your chair.
Yeah. Oh, anyway. Those are amazing, April.
But the good news is, even though you can't buy these anymore, she literally, Mariko Art, just designed another set to be sold, unfortunately, at another event that's coming up in July, the stationery fair. But I think for many of us who had the chance to participate in the Creative Expo, you may or may not know who to go to for that personal shopper experience. So I'll just leave it at that.
So my question is, April, when are you / we planning on going to Taiwan? When will Taiwan accept us?
Oh my goodness. It's not likely that this year, unfortunately, in Taiwan, the cases have kind of ramped up again.
I did see that recently, yeah.
So they really had tightened up the restrictions and allowing foreigners or even people without like a local visa to go in. So, you know, I guess my wedding is 2022 now instead of 2021.
Yeah, that makes sense though. It's going to be great.
I hope. I really want everyone to go return to normal, but I also want my family to be safe. So I can wait another year before seeing them again. Yeah.
And then maybe I can save money to like spend it all stationery shopping with you.
Of course. okay. And the other artist I want to shout out is from the Creative Expo is Da Yu Youyou, in Chinese, Da Yu Ren. I don't know why they translated that one that way, but it's super cute. So Da Yu Youyou illustrates these cute characters that are like little geometrical shapes, simple forms, and I got the roll of washi I got, and what I'm showing Kelly now is literally these little characters eating a food. And this girl with boba tea is totally me.
It's like anthropomorphized food. So it's food that looks like a person that's eating food.
I know, it's just a very odd mixture. If you guys go and see her Instagram, you'll see this is kind of her signature. Like for the event, you know how Maruko had 5 stamps for her gachapon? Da Youyou has 100 stamps. 100 different wow. characters, each doing different things, showcased. And so you have 1 in 100 chance to get a different like design every time you do the gashapon. It's super cute. And she has a lot of other designs too, but I missed out on them last year when there was the washi event. So this year when my sister was there, I was like, please go check out Da Yu Youyou. It's so cute. The character is so weird, like they are perfect for cutting out, especially since mine's a PET tape, for cutting it out and just kind of stick it in the corners of your journals, and just this weird little creature.
I liked the takoyaki person.
Eating takoyaki.
Yeah. The best.
So I'm really proud of my shopping from the Creative Expo. I didn't go too ham. Just a little bit ham, but the
well, you've got to go a little.
I mean, right? I mean, there's a chance for people to buy it, you know, elsewhere and stuff. But I just want the experience.
Okay? Yeah, and your sister is awesome.
And my sister is really awesome. So there's my haul. Let's talk about something we want.
Oh no.
What's on your list, Kelly?
Oh, mine actually isn't that bad. So
let's see what that means.
So I was looking at littlehappythings.shop, which is another one of those shops that April introduced to me and probably a bunch of the rest of you. Oh my gosh, my cat, sorry. I don't know if you heard her meow. So I'm looking at a Lily of the Valley rubber stamp, which they actually have a few different designs from like different artists, but this one is by, I believe it's by Meow Illustration, which is Carol Tong, is that right?
Carol, yeah.
Yeah, so it's a Taiwanese illustrator. I like it because it's got like part of the bells of the lily are like dark, but then there's some that are light as well. How do you describe them?
No, I get what you mean. And it's just this beautiful, I guess, illustration of the Lily of the Valley. And, you know,
which obviously is something I've become obsessed with, not only because of Animal Crossing, but because of this darn pen. And then, so along with that, I could definitely, I just haven't done it yet, but there's a high quality botanical garden letter set Lily of the Valley, which is a Japanese product. It's just like these card stationery that has Lily of the Valley like on the lined horizontal cards. It's just very, it's kind of elegant. Am I growing up now that I'm 30? Put a Mont Blanc. I want botanical stationery. What's happening?
Taste has elevated. No, I'm just kidding. It's not like it's nowhere low at before that or anything. It's just, it's nice.
Yeah. So that's, they're just pretty and on my list.
Nice.
And what's on your list, April, is also something that both of us have been talking about getting forever. So April's going to talk about something that both of us have been talking about wanting for quite a long time.
I really, really want the Delphonics utility pouch in medium, but vertical.
It's so good. It's just a great size.
And the shape. So it's, everyone has a Delphonics pouch. Everyone has one. You either have it in the small or the medium, which are both super spacious. And the way it's horizontally laid out gives you all those extra pen pockets and pouch space, like in the front and in the back. And you think that'd be enough, but no.
It's never enough.
I want the vertical one too.
April, if you buy this, can you like add one to your order and I'll Venmo you? Because like, I just feel like we need it, right?
The thing is, like, it's kind of like a, we should have this in our collection kind of thing. I don't see why it isn't in our collection yet. I mean, it's, first of all, it's A5 size again, but just kind of vertically. It's got that nice kind of canvas look, just like its sister and brothers, the same series. And it comes in all those beautiful colors. And I remember it was released like 2 years ago or something like that.
Yeah.
And we held out since then.
So it's now, old news now.
It's super old news. But why am I wanting it now? I came across it on Cute Things from Japan and I was reminded of it, I guess.
Yeah.
So
I'll take the pink one, April, if you
I order. Was about to ask which color.
I can't. So the one that I have is the denim.
You do,
and it's got the bright orange inside, and it's in the small size, and for the longest time I thought this was medium, but I'm like, ooh, I want the M size, so maybe instead of getting a horizontal one, I should just get a vertical M.
And people will be like, why don't you just get the green one? But I already have.
You do. You do. Yeah, April, I think April's going to go yellow.
I'm like kind of in between the pink and the sky blue, to be honest.
Oh, okay.
The yellow is nice too. Like that would be kind of, I would be juggling between yellow, pink, or sky blue. But you say you want the pink.
Oh, for sure. I would go pink.
So should we match?
We could match. That would be cute.
I have to think about it a little bit more. It's such a hard decision. I almost bought it when I was shopping around on Stationery Selection, but the only saving grace was that they actually don't have pink in stock at the time, and they don't have sky blue in stock at the time.
Okay.
So I was safe. But now...
That's what you think.
On Cute Things from Japan, everything's available, so I'm just like, no. Maybe I'll get the pink. It's just so pretty.
Yeah, we can be twinsies.
Twinsies.
Are you gonna get like a strap though, like how Phyllis got a strap for hers a long time ago?
I have a bunch of straps. I have one right now for my medium pouch, so I can just switch it around. Even like took one of the old straps from another bag that I used that I don't like as much and like added it to my green one. So now it has like a lime green strap. It's really cute.
Nice.
And it's very easy to buy a strap just off of Amazon or anywhere else.
Okay.
Do the backpack straps, you know, like for laptop bags or something like that. The kind that doesn't hurt your shoulders with the padding even.
Yeah.
So you can go for that too. Or find like camera straps or something like that.
Right.
Those are really nice.
These are good ideas.
Now just like, which color? I'll let you know.
Or just
end up buying it.
I feel like you would do the red too.
Red.
I don't know.
The red is a little bit too bright for me. Although, fun story, on one of our cafe journaling outings with our friend Sarah and Mara. Mm-hmm. So I brought out my green medium pouch. It was around Christmas. Mara had the red one and Sarah had the mustard yellow one. and we put it together on the edge of the table side by side, and it was our holiday decoration for that.
That's cute. I like that.
Really adorable. Nice. So, okay, to kind of wrap up our episodes, let's talk about some cool stationery, I guess, additional fun stuff to add to the conversation. What do you have for us, Kelly?
Oh, man. Well, I was surprised with the knowledge of fountainpenlove.com.
Again, you talked about him last time, too.
Oh, yeah. I totally... Derp. Like, you know, this blog you've never heard of. Oh. So he came up with this... this paper search page where you can fill out, it's like got these little categories that you can click, and then it's kind of like filling out a filter when you're looking on a website for something you want, and it's like click here if you want to know or to be sorted by like lowest to highest price or whatever. Mm-hmm. Except this one is sheen high or doesn't matter, shading high or doesn't matter, and it's got like dry time, ghosting, overall performance, and then you can click an advanced search for paper color, cover style, paper size, page style, notebook binding, and paper weight. So you can click all these different options and then search, and then it'll give you a bunch of different options of like paper that matches the qualities that you're looking for, which is really cool, especially in this day and age. That we already talked about CY's podcast, but we're going to bring it up again because he just talked about the Tomoe River paper situation. And I feel like we're all going to be on the lookout for notebooks to scratch our itch, if you know what I'm saying.
So my little fun thing with this tool, which I think it's amazing, it really satisfies the data part that I'm intrigued about, you know, having a spreadsheet and sorting everything like that, is who would click overall performance doesn't matter.
I know.
You might as well leave those bad notebooks out of this equation.
Like if you put doesn't matter, he'll just like send you a link to like a Moleskine notebook.
Oh my gosh. So I just tried it like, I did try to, like, I had everything doesn't matter, but overall performance, it better be high. And then this one gave me, I think, a very adequate list to kind of look from. Look to when you're looking for, like, a nice paper to write on. And I think this is probably very, like, I guess, skewed towards fountain pen uses, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. So, sorry, I should have thrown that in there. Well, it's from fountainpenlove.com.
So definitely, you know, the things that fountain pen users care about is over here. And let's see, it doesn't really like mention things about like design or anything. It's really, really down to the paper itself and the quality of it. So I love it. I'm definitely going to reference this thing quite a few times. And the cool thing is, and he adds a lot of extra notes to it too. He did a rating out of 5. Does have a purchase link. I don't know if it's affiliated, probably is, but you know, this guy put so much work into it, might as well use it. So
heck yeah.
I wouldn't mind clicking that buy now link, especially if I want to quickly get to what I need. So yeah.
Totally.
So I'm just kind of looking through quickly the list that I just curated. Tomoe River Paper 3.33 though. I wonder why it's low.
So what I do want to mention one that I found that intrigued me was, it's called Romeo.
Itoya Romeo.
Yeah, which I've never heard of in my life. And it's like difficult to find outside of Japan. It's like a 109.2 GSM.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was a kind of a thick and interesting size, or, you know, interesting weight that I would like to try someday.
So this notebook, I think they do have it at like Top Drawer, but which is like the American Itoya brand. Mm-hmm. I've actually seen Top Drawer in Boston when I was there. I don't know if it's still there then, but they have one in San Francisco. So maybe during the pen show, we can hop on down and check it out.
I'm so excited.
So cool tool. It's fountainpenlove.com/paper hyphen search. That's all you need to know to find cool paper.
Totally.
So my last thing, news for the podcast, Field Notes, it's welcoming their 50th, I thought it's anniversary, but it's actually 50th quarterly edition. So the thing that they do, that's like the special packs for their subscribers, and they always, where they try to innovate and come up with like cool videos to kind of promote the different styles and the different packs they did. And it's this red hot, hot red French paper cover with a metallic, I guess, lettering of their iconic Field Notes logo. And a little cutout at the top of the paper cover so that you can see on the second page the word 50 through it.
Yeah, and it's over the O in notes. So it's like the O is cut out, and then it's got the little 50 peeking out.
So I'm not a subscriber of Field Notes, and I haven't popped it over to Field Nuts, which is the Facebook group where Field Notes people live. Yeah. And I don't know about the reception of this yet, but if I'm a subscriber, personal feeling, personal opinion, I would have been a little underwhelmed.
Yeah, it's, well, it's, you know, like the last one that they did was the Snowy Evening, that out of the 99,999 books, each one was a little different because it was just like a snowflake, which was so cool. And this is kind of like, oh, it's red.
And that's it. Oh my goodness, Kelly, I feel like I would not want to collect these. Like, sorry, that isn't the right way to say it. If I see these at a store if I didn't know that these were the 50th edition, I would have just walked straight past it, thinking it's just another Field Notes collaboration. Yeah. However, they did make a really cool thing called the table ledger that is only available if you're a subscriber. So usually subscribers, they get the packs and also something else along with it, like little special things. And this ledger, I think, is really what they put all the work in to commemorate the 50th edition, because it's a 16-page, like, kind of bound book, essentially, featuring all the cool paper, the French paper they use for the covers. And then it kind of goes through the history of all the quarterly editions that they've done before. And it has that really cool cutout feature on the front of the cover, spelling out 50 in English. Mm-hmm. And then you can see different color paper underneath it. So I like that. I would buy that at a bookstore.
Right? Like it, but it's only available to subscribers. But it's, I feel like that would be such a cool, like, coffee table book to have as a stationery loving person, just to kind of flip through and be like, oh, look at these neat designs. But the, you know, the design of the notebooks themselves are not the most exciting, but it's fine.
But I think as a field nut, for someone who collects Field Notes, they still have to get it. It is the 50th edition. I do kind of briefly looked at the video they did for this edition, and it like went through kind of like their own history of how they come up with these quirky ideas and the different collaborations throughout, I guess, the years now, if it's like 50th edition. And I thought their dedication to telling the story is very, very strong. I just don't know if it delivered through this color and this design. Like, I feel like they could have done a little bit more to really celebrate 50, but maybe they're saving it for the 100th. So who knows? The 100th edition.
they're halfway there.
So anyway, that pretty much is all the stationery content for this week. We want to do a little special shout out for our wonderful Patreons in the Venti tier, to thank them for their support for us. So do you want to start with Christine and I'll follow?
Yeah, sure. So Christine says, thank you, April, Phyllis, and Kelly for helping me find this amazingly gracious community. And thank you, Christine, for being awesome.
And the next person is Ink Sample. Ink Sample has the most amazing ink samples on her Instagram feed. Yes. Just FYI.
Definitely. I recommend.
If you guys have not checked her out yet, Sam, you are amazing. And she said, thank you to the amazing stationery community on Twitch for being so welcoming and lifting my spirits every day. The Twitch community is a really fun place to be. I don't know, somehow we're affiliated to it now, but like definitely a lot of the people on the Twitch stationery community overlaps our stationery cafe audience. So
that's for sure.
Listeners. And I don't think that's a bad thing. Like we're all just kind of in our own ways, sharing our love for stationery, whether it is through live streaming and demoing or like playing with paper on camera, or listening to us talk about stationery this way. So I'm really happy that there are communities like this out there. And finally, to kind of like give you guys some news, we had overwhelming support for our first month of Patreon launch.
Definitely.
And Kelly and I decided that for June, we're going to open up 20 extra spots for the Venti tier.
And what?
So, because so many people were asking and wanting to be in that tier, and initially we didn't want to like overwhelm ourselves. Like we honestly did not think it's gonna even get to this point.
I certainly didn't.
So we're gonna open up 20 extra spots for Venti, so that makes it 40 spots total. And so hopefully, you'll see that change right at midnight. PT May 31st. So if you're
isn't it technically June 1st, midnight June 1st?
Wait, isn't that how you say it? Midnight May 31st? Like it's the midnight of that day. Or is my English not good?
It's not really an English thing. It's more of a
time thing.
Yeah, because if it's released at midnight, it's technically the next day.
Oh. All so right. Like midnight, so very late on May 31st.
Yes.
Near midnight, you'll see that change.
Yes. It's officially June 1st, but June 1st.
When it's officially June 1st in Pacific time, you'll see 20 extra spots open up. I'll be at the computer executing.
Well, it's kind of like when you go to a midnight release for a movie back when we used to have lives, and you know, you would go on Thursday night, but it is technically Friday when you watch it.
Right? We learn new things every day on this podcast. So raise your hand if you're like April and didn't know about this.
Ooh.
Anyway, thank you guys again for listening and tuning in to the Stationery Cafe podcast. Oh, and I also want to make like a tiny, tiny announcement just for people to know. I am going to be adjusting the frequency of the Monday episodes with guests so that it's going to actually be coming out every other week instead of every Monday. But don't worry, we're still here every Wednesday bringing you happy hour episodes. So I hope you'll continue to support us and enjoy these stationery talks.
April's just got a full-time job now, so yeah.
I'm taking it easy.
Yeah, well, I think that's definitely understandable.
So anyway, thank you guys again, and Kelly, I'll see you next week at happy hour.
All right, bye.
Bye.